Cape Talk International Correspondent.
This time then we say good morning to Katie McDonald all the way from Budapest, Hungary. Good morning, Katie. How are you doing?
I'm really well this morning. How are you, Abs?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much, Katie. But talk to me. You're talking about Ryanair to cancel between... Ryanair to cancel close to between 40 and 50 flights per day. What's that about?
I know, it's major. You know, it's prompted a fair bit of panic over here. You know, the share price dropped and all of that. But, you know, essentially, Abs, one of these great things about living in Europe, you know, is just the ability to hop on a plane to hundreds of destinations. So it's great for holiday makers, business, weekend getaways. You know, there are all these low-cost airlines, Wizz Air, EasyJet, Ryanair, Air Berlin, and the list goes on. So what's happened with Ryanair? The announcement came out that they're going to have to tell 400,000 passengers that their flights have been cancelled. The numbers, as you mentioned, that's cancelling between 40 to 50 flights a day. I mean, initially, that left like 18 million ticket holders. I mean, think of that number, 18 million people who are holding tickets for the time period, the 6 weeks that will be affected, and, you know, not knowing if their plans are going to be cancelled. But essentially, they put out a list for the next couple of weeks, and this is all being blamed on a one-off holiday rostering issue, pilot rostering issue. So, yeah, the chief executive of Ryanair, Michael O'Leary, obviously had to kind of face the cameras and explain what was going on. And, yeah, thousands of people swearing that they're never going to use Ryanair again. And he was called arrogant because he said that those that vow they'll never fly Ryanair again are going to return to the airline because its prices are lower. And he's right. He's right. People just look for the best price, despite the fact that, you know, they might have flown whatever airline, EasyJet, Wizz Air, and been delayed before, but that's how you get around here. But can you imagine 400,000 passengers are going to be affected?
Yeah, that is a very big number. But then moving to Germany, three to be put on trial after failing to aid a pensioner.
Yeah, look, I thought this one would be quite an interesting one to debate. And it kind of makes you question, you know, are we so lacking in morality that we need laws to enforce, you know, moral acts? And what's essentially happened is three people were put on trial and they've had heavy fines issued against them because they ignored a pensioner who collapsed next to some, you know, bank ATMs. So he was an 83-year-old man. He fell, he hit his head on the tiles. He died a week later. And these guys ignored him. I mean, there was a fourth person who also ignored him but was ruled not fit to stand trial. And then a fifth person actually alerted the medics. Now, they've got CCTV footage, and that identified the people involved. But interestingly enough, Abs, under German law, failure to respond to a medical emergency is punishable by a fine or up to a year in jail. And you're required to at least alert emergency services if you don't, you know how to affect first aid. So, yeah, these guys have been fined, and it's created quite a moral debate. You know, are we becoming so coarse and oblivious to our fellow man that you can stand by and watch someone? You know, they hit an elderly man, and they don't come to his aid. And as one of the people apparently said in their defense, in inverted commas, that they thought he was homeless.
And that justifies what? You're homeless, we don't touch you? Oh, my. Okay.
Exactly. I know.
I suppose, Katie, when I first saw this and I thought we were going to be talking about this, I thought it was a case of they were there, but they just didn't know what to do. And so not touching him or whatsoever, because I do understand that if someone suffers a medical medical emergency and you try to assist, but you don't know what you're doing, you could end up going to jail yourself. So, but I hear what you're saying, then they didn't even try to call an ambulance or emergency services at all. That is wrong. That is just nasty. That is wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrific.
All right. Yeah. But then, Katie, you also talk about investigations into the tens of thousands of 500 euro notes flushed down toilets in Geneva. Why can't I be in these countries? Why can't I be? Oh, I'd be a sewer man. I promise you.
Isn't it funny? My first thought was, oh, my God, I've used public ablution facilities and I've never been confronted with, you know, piles of euros. Yeah, I know, tens of thousands of euros. And these are the 500 euro note, okay? Now, just imagine this. So 500 euros, that's just under 8,000 rand, okay? So that's one note. So these notes, they were found and cut up in the... I know. It's like, yeah, it's unimaginable money for us. But they were cut up and found in the toilets of a branch of the UBS bank and in three restaurants nearby. And they had to get in plumbers and spend thousands of francs on unclogging the pipes to begin with.
Uh-huh.
But I'd be sitting there with my hairdryer just drying them out.
Katie, I'd officially be living in the sewer. I'd literally make camp. In the sewer.
But then imagine, you know, so the police have got to investigate this and work out why they were flushed down the toilet. I mean, yeah, it's, look, these notes are legal tender. I mean, the European Central Bank, it's going to stop producing them. I think it's next year. They're going to be withdrawn in 2018 because they've been worried that such a high value banknote, you know, just adds to illegal activities. But they are legal tender. And interestingly enough, destroying notes is not an offence in Switzerland. So,
no, look, I mean, put that all aside. Yeah, you can destroy as much as you want as long as I get to clean it up. It shouldn't be against the law, but let Ebs come clean it up for you. I'm more than capable of doing that. But Katie, always a pleasure. Always fantastic chatting with you. Thank you so much for joining us once again. We chat again soon.
We will indeed. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you so much. Katie McDonald, all the way from Budapest, Hungary.